listening to a program produced in 2010 as part of Aloud, a series of dynamic lectures, readings, performances, and discussions that take place in the Mark Taper Auditorium at the historic downtown Central Library in the heart of Los Angeles. These programs are presented by the Library Foundation of Los Angeles, which supports the Los Angeles Public Library. To learn more about Aloud, please go to our website, www.aloudla.org.
So tonight, we have a very special performance, operatic vaudeville with a bohemian attitude, and I trust there are some bohemians in the audience. All right. The wonderful Kazakh-American tenor, Timur Bekhusinov, has put together a marvelous group of musicians and some special guests. And please enjoy the show. They'll be around afterwards in the lobby. You can talk to the performers. Please welcome Timur and the Dime Museum. Thank you.
Believe in love. Timur and the Dime Museum. Thank you, please, for a fabulous introduction. This song, actually, the very first song that you just heard was by Daniel Corral, who's actually doing all of our arrangements, and he also plays an accordion. It's fantastic. So, the name of that song was Skeleton Dance. And we run out of buddies, and we couldn't find any more skeletons, so unfortunately I got buried. But this song that I just did right now was by a fantastic composer, songwriter, singer, Christian Hoffman. Yes. In fact, he's here with us. We'll be doing a couple of songs by Christian. Christian has played with everyone. He's been everywhere. I played with the band The Mumps. He wrote songs for Klaus Nomi, etc., etc. So I'm very, very honored to have this chance to sing that song, which was That's Something New. Now, the next piece is by Vadim Kozin. Vadim Kozin was a Russian gypsy songwriter, composer, and the next song that you're about to hear is considered to be almost an anthem for many Russian people. We're going to be doing it in English. It's called Autumn. I discovered this song by collaborating on a project with the filmmaker Sandra Powers, and that film, Autumn, is actually used to be available on YouTube, but it got flagged for inappropriate content. So now they don't know that there is a Russian version of this video on YouTube. So look up the Russian version. The footage is the same, so you'll get to see everything, yeah. I guess it's inappropriate for YouTube, so Vimeo, try Vimeo. So anyway, Autumn by Vadim Kozin. Thank you. You know, I never said that a composer who wrote this song, Vadim Kozin, was actually incarcerated, later on sent to a city of Magadan, or city of bones. It's a lovely place where Stalin used to send people to take a vacation. Yes, and people really enjoyed that. And they never came back because they loved the place so much. And yeah. I wish I was there too, but luckily I'm here in the United States. But Vadim Kozin was never officially rehabilitated by the Soviet government, so these songs continue to be carried on by numerous singers, artists, performers in the former Soviet Union, now Russia, Kazakhstan, etc. So the next tune we're going to do is by Radiohead, and it's called Life in a Glass. Thank you. You know, there's another great song by fantastic Christian Hoffmann. It's called Anarchy of Love. And
am I skipping something? Okay, I'm sorry.
Just looked at my list, it always happens. Actually, we planned another song for you. It's you'll recognize it. It's called Alabama Song. That was the song.
Yeah.
Actually, it's by Kurt Weill, who we will love and admire. It's from his opera called the. I'm blanking right now. Thank you. I only know it in German, so sorry. It's Alabama Song, and then we'll do Anarchy of Love, right? Naughty things. So you missed that, all right? So you never know who you're going to expect on the Allowed series, which is Allowed. So, so our next great song. yeah, curator, right? She's like, okay, this is not, that's it for you. It's the last time you made an appearance here. So, it's a central library. The crazy things happen in the central library, so. But the next song, Anarchy of Love, is by Christian Hoffmann, who is, by the way, also is getting ready to release his own album. I think it's going to happen in September. And but this song is not for the album, from the album. I begged him to give me some songs, and he gave me this. And he didn't want to record it against the album, no. Actually, he recorded it. But we got another version of it, Anarchy of Love. And that's it.
But the valley echoes, where I
The next song is going to be I Put a Spell on You. Well, no, this one. Billie Holiday made it, well, maybe Billie Holiday did record this one. I don't know. Just screaming Dave Hawkins. Yeah. They had a duet together. Didn't work out. Time Museum. This was Inspector Gadget. Right? Did you realize that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Kazakhstan, so I wouldn't realize that at all. They have to tell me. So they said, we really would like to play Inspector Gadget. And I said, you know, I suppose if they played Hymn of Kazakhstan here, you probably wouldn't recognize it. Right? Yeah. So another tune by Dean Poison. It's The Quiet Day. And I'll just give you a translation of it because I'm going to do it in Russian. And I know some of you speak Russian. I see your faces. Once you see a Russian face, you'll never forget. And some associated with Putin, Stalin, anyone, you know. But Quiet Day, I was sitting on the edge of the river and thinking of you, of course. And I was hoping that I will see you sometimes. That's a literal translation, I mean, not exactly word by word, for those who would be criticizing my translation later. Those would be Russian. So I'm just gonna give you just the, you know, how I interpret it in my Kazakh way. So I'm not really Russian, I'm Kazakh. But I speak Russian. Does this make me Russian? Well, not really. But I'm from Kazakh. But I don't speak Kazakh. So should the government of Kazakhstan support me? I don't know. They have lots of oil companies, they should, if they're in the audience, any government representatives. But anyway, I was sitting next to the river. It was a big, long river, wide, dark, strange. And I was thinking, should I take a swim? Not, right? And I decided not to. And I was thinking about my beloved, and I was hoping to hear an answer from her, and I started to ask the river for an answer. I mean, it's a very, smart choice. Let's just have a conversation with the river. It's flowing right there with water. And I asked her, when am I going to see her? And the river actually brought an answer in a bottle. Well, there's no bottle. But I thought it's Russian, so made from a bottle. Made from makers a bottle of Russian vodka, but it was empty. And so the river brought the answer in the bottle. And the answer said, I will come back very soon, you have to be patient. So patience is a virtue. That's the moral of the story.
Он звенит на
This song, which was for urban legends, etc., it's actually called Gloomy Sunday. So many people have recorded this song that it's like a daunting thing to even try. Okay, I think I'm going to do Gloomy Sunday. But I thought we'll call it the suicide song. People will like it better, and I'll think it's a new song. Right? So, you know. I mean, if this is one of those songs that has had so many people supposedly died after, I hope, after hearing that song, not before. I mean, some of them may be just about to hear it and, oh, too early, you know. Oops, I can hear the song and I'm already dead, you know? Just my luck. Some call it American Dream, but the gloomy Sunday was written by a Hungarian composer, songwriter, who actually did commit suicide. Not after he wrote the song, but he committed suicide because he felt like he could never write another song like that. And so, well, the song lives on, and so are we, at least for a little bit. And we're going to do the song now.
Joining you. Gloomy Sunday.
Do we have any Nine Inch Nails fans? Yeah. So you recognize the next song, somewhat. You recognize portions of the song, and then portions you think, oh, how cute. So, now that song is available on YouTube. Surprisingly, they never flagged that one, you know. And go and check it out. It's called Closer, but I think you can Google it as Sock Puppet Orchestra.
Sock Monkey.
Sock Monkey, I'm sorry.
Sock Puppet.
They hate when you talk to them like that. Closer.
I want to know you like it. You love to take it out. Oh,
if we're ever going to be performing in the venue, 21 plus. So I hope you all visit our website. Currently, it's my website. I am the museum. They love it when I say it. So.
Tell us about your jacket.
Yeah. This jacket, actually, would like to talk about just a few minutes. Louis is like, oh my god, here we go again. There are several things about the jacket. It actually was originally inspired by a Meyerhold sketch costume. And then during our collaboration with Sandra Powers, filmmaker, she asked Fabiola Munoz, who was a fantastic costume designer, to design sets and do the art design for the music video. And then this costume is evolved into another venture because we were asked to, and Fabiola, by the way, is right here sitting. We were asked to perform at the America's Got Talent. Excuse me? You don't think they're ready for it? Well, all right then. We'll do Kazakhstan Got Talent. You know, they just published a Condé Nast travel magazine, and they said 75 things that came out, the best things that came out of Kazakhstan. And I'm one of those things. And I asked, why 75? Yeah. Well, we got so many things coming out of our country. They're like, oh. They started with 10. And they're like, we got this, we got that, we got mare's milk, we got, you know, all those good things. That was number two, mare's milk. I was 74, so. So, sounds too close to your mothers. They're always handy. It comes in handy to help you out. But going back to my first story, America's Got Talent. Kind of got, it's a very sticky situation. It's on YouTube. It got already 30,000 hits. 39,000, thank you. And our audition, we got booked. Judges sort of some of them got it, some of them didn't, like Sharon said nice things. But I wanted to have sort of another costume, which was based on the original sketch, based on another sketch, and then to have another life of its own. And so Jacqueline St. Anne was a fantastic costume designer, and the award-winning designer did this. And she's here. Yeah. So I'm just so lucky to be surrounded by fantastic costume designers, and art directors, and sets, and musicians, and curators. And just that leads me to the next point, because I did have a point at the very beginning, I started saying this long story. So obviously we didn't win the competition, America's Got Talent. The kids that do the rap dance, the 4-year-old and 5-year-old, they progressed. We didn't. So, but we sang a song by, again, super talented, impressive, with a great career songwriter, Christian Hoffman, who actually wrote the song Total Eclipse, which we're about to sing, for Klaus Nomi. Klaus Nomi was this, again, crazy German countertenor who absorbed a lot of opera while working as an usher in German opera houses. And then he came to America, lived in New York, Christian started writing songs for him, then he becomes famous, all because of that song, I'm telling you. And so he was fantastic too, of course, and Christian went and played with us as well. We decided why not to do the whole version of the song, Total Eclipse. And it's so profound for our days because it talks about chaos, environmental catastrophes, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. It's a colloquial expression I learned. recently. So I thought I'll throw it in, and I'm glad you responded to it. Yeah. Everybody's like, yeah, yeah, I know. In the hand basket. I'd like to see that hand basket, you know? All right. Well, that reminds me, speaking of hell, the British guy on America's Got Talent, who I don't remember for the life of me his name, unfortunately, I know he's British. But he said he has never been to hell, and after hearing our performance, he thinks he has. We were thrilled. But I'm hearing sounds. All right, so Total Eclipse, and we're going to perform Entirety, and it's written by Christian Hoffman.
Just don't call the police of the sun.
fantastic dancer. That was a surprise for me. That was a surprise for everyone, and America's Got Talent, too. So. That's for our special guests, Lexi and Karen. And we'll do just one more song. I would like to say just a few words. Thank you again to Louis Steinman for bringing us here. This has just been real for us to prepare this program specifically for you. We usually play in a smaller group, but we're so glad to have joined everyone here. Mary Au on toy piano. And Daniel Corral, and according to the older ages. David right here on the double bass. Say one more thing. This song actually is about not just friendship between one person or the other, but it's in general unity between nations and people. And so every time we sing the song in Russian, everyone goes crazy. And in fact, when I was just 8 years old, that was the song that I sang at the song competition. I got second place. And so there you go.
We don't need Blessing me, the light of the world.
thing is that this is an advanced copy. We only have very few copies of this. So if you like the songs that you heard today, feel free to purchase it. It's only $10. Well, actually, CD is free. The cover costs $10. So I am giving you free CDs. Think about it. You still have to pay for the cover, but it's a detail. Anyway, see you outside. Bye-bye.
Aloud Audio is produced by the Library Foundation of Los Angeles and made possible through support provided by the Ralph M. Parsons Foundation, the Annenberg Foundation, Righteous Persons Foundation, Errant Fox, City National Bank, Deloitte, K&L Gates, KPMG, Wallace Foundation, the Bujakci Foundation, Dean Hansel, and Donna and Martin J. Wolfe. Media support provided by KPCC, 83.9 FM, KUSC 91.5 FM, and KCET. Aloud theme composed by Larry Karish.